episode 53.
Right.
And I am way too excited to be here. It is Friday of winter break.
Winter break has started 5 hours ago.
The amount of sprinkles and frosting and cookies I've had today is... I think I told a coworker it looked like a rainbow exploded in my classroom.
Nice.
So,
very good.
So I am more than pleased to break in the break by podcasting.
Yes, yes. Good way to get started.
And it's been good.
It's been pretty good. Yeah. There have been some things where I've been really not on board at all.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
ditto.
But for the most part, it's been like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So someone's trying, at least, in the writing room.
Trying. So what do we start with?
Well, I think we should start right off the bat with Nikki.
Yeah.
That almost immediately after our last podcast and what happened then, Nikki reappeared.
Yeah.
And she was all, you know, business as usual.
And everybody, had, you know, she'd been in rehab. Everybody kept talking about her, but...
Mm-hmm. We hadn't actually seen her physically for months.
Yeah. So, she's back.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Immediately moves in with Victor?
Well, she went immediately to the ranch, and Victor, like, wasn't in the house yet or something?
Yeah.
And she hit the vodka immediately.
Immediately, which was awesome.
And...
It's like, wow, that rehab...
I know.
It really stuck.
So much. And he walked in the door, and she had a little breast spray,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, whatever. So we knew it wasn't going to be good. And then, really soon, they were in the barn?
Yeah.
How did they make it there?
I can't quite remember why they were in the barn. They were there to look at a horse. She was there, like, talking... about Diane and how Diane had been watching them and that was creepy.
And she was wasted.
And she was hammered, yeah.
Oh, Victor found her.
She was on like a ranch, yeah.
Victor found her in the barn and she had a bottle of vodka and he was trying to talk her...
sober.
Yeah. Not gonna happen.
No.
And she was belligerent and slurring and
basically
said, yeah... She said she had killed Diane.
Mm-hmm.
She bashed in her head with a rock.
Right.
But she doesn't remember the actual bashing.
Right. She just remembers waking up...
Blood all over her.
Covered in blood with a bloody rock in her hand next to Diane's body.
Yes.
Which doesn't explain how that body got into the creek. Because remember,
she was
found in the creek.
Yeah.
So...
There's so many unanswered questions.
Yeah. Yeah, we still don't know who really did it.
And... I don't know, did we talk about this last time, where right before all this, Victor had been framed?
I don't think we did.
Because...
Adam had gotten a hold of Patty, and Patty gave him... Or Patty was going to frame Adam.
Yeah, with a syringe
full of...
Some sort of toxic thing.
Yeah, the paralytic agent.
That they found in Diane's... blood. One of the many things that killed her.
Yes, right. This wasn't a simple assassination at all.
And so Patty was going to put it in like Adam's safe or something at Newman.
Yeah.
Adam figured it out and instead put it in Victor's safe.
Right.
And then the police came with a warrant, searched Victor's office, found it, and so then they arrested him. So it looked like he was being framed and he was like, oh, I didn't do this.
Right.
And basically... It came down to, like, them letting him go because they couldn't exactly
say how it got into his safe.
And, yeah, okay, so that's fine. So then later when Victor finds Nikki in the barn and she's confessing to the murder,
And then did she pass out then?
Well, so, yeah, she, like, kind of passed out in Victor's arms. But he knew, he heard the police coming because they were getting wind that it might be Nikki. They wanted to talk to Nikki.
They wanted to bring her in for questioning.
And Victor
and
certainly...
was in no state.
Yeah. So he just rolled her over,
covered
her with a blanket and a pile of hay.
Pile of hay, you know? Not a bad strategy. I think it's admirable that he covered her up in a blanket first.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
But...
Yeah, so he hid her,
mm-hmm.
and then when they came, he pretended that he was drunk.
Right, yeah.
And he was like, I did it. seen everything. I killed the bitch.
Right. Yeah.
And they brought him in for questioning, and he was hilarious, too.
Yeah.
I don't think his drunk is as good as Nikki's, but
it was pretty funny. Yeah, it was pretty funny, and it was his same kind of drunk as he did when he was catching Maggie.
Yes.
Trying to marry him for his money.
Totally.
So we knew that he was pretending to be drunk, that he wasn't really drunk.
And even when Michael came in to the police station, he, you know, when he was around a bunch of people, Victor's like, ah, I killed her, and then just sort of gave Michael a wink or some sort of
a little
signal.
Nudgy kinda.
And then Michael's like, oh man.
Not this again. Yeah. This one.
So Ronan was suspicious though, because he knew something else was going on.
Yeah.
He was hot on the trail. And
because his suspicions of Nikki have been growing steadily, and he's finding all kinds of evidence.
Because they basically, like, they came to the conclusion that the amount of basically she rented a car
she
the
rented
night
a car, there was enough
Diane
time
was
for her
killed.
To get there and back.
Yeah, and she had stopped in at a gas station on the way to Genoa City.
Yeah,
she
admitted that she wanted to be there.
Yeah,
over the years, not to do. She totally did. She was
she did them all.
Credit cards.
Did them all.
She was on cameras. It was just like she wanted to get caught.
Yeah. So she wakes up in the barn later.
That was an awesome scene.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Rolls out of the hay.
Why am I under a blanket?
Yeah.
Covered in hay.
And she goes back inside to the ranch. And Deacon was there, because remember he had found her.
That's right.
And driven her there. Yeah. And so it's like he hung out at the ranch for her to sober up.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I know
what
happened.
He's
He's so vague about what he knows, but he knows something. Yeah. He's involved. And I don't know. She throws him out. So what happened next? Sharon is immediately, like, she was visiting Sam.
Yeah, she had been with Sam.
And when she had gotten word that Victor had been arrested, she was like, absolutely not.
Right. I have to come back and help him the way he helped me when I was in prison. It's like, yeah, sure.
So she should destroy some evidence, alter her testimony, then come clean
then
later.
Back.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. No, Sharon's not that bright.
No. So, yeah, so she comes back and kind of grills Victor, too, and she knows something isn't right.
Yeah.
Everybody's reading about it on the front page of the paper.
Right. And online.
I loved the picture they used on the front page of the paper. It was from, like, 1991.
That picture was so great. It was, like, really... I mean, it's almost like the portrait that he has of himself in his own office.
His headshot.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. You haven't had that full of a mustache in a decade, at least.
Yeah, no. That was not a current picture. Yeah. So, whatever. But everybody in town is reading, oh, Victor did it. But he was released. And he had pled guilty, even. Remember, he went to, they were going to take him to trial, and he pled guilty, and he was like, I did it, I killed her.
Yeah.
And Ronan had gotten some last-minute evidence. Mm-hmm. What was that last-minute evidence?
I can't even remember what it was, but it pointed to Nikki.
Yeah.
It was something that pointed to Nikki, and the judge kind of went, you know, I'm not totally on board with this guilty plea either.
Yeah.
Y'all go away and come back when you've got either a better story or better evidence.
Yeah.
You know. You bore me now, get out.
The justice system in Genoa City is
fluid at best.
So anyway, and in the meantime, Phyllis had posted a story about it,
right?
Without Billy's permission.
Well, no, at that point, Nick still owned
Rest of Style.
And Nick was pissed. Nick was like, how dare you say this about my family, and you know I don't like this, and I'm sick and tired of it. You're fired.
Uh-huh.
And she came in the next day like it, nothing had happened.
Yeah.
Because really,
that's
how
happened
many times has she been, you know?
It was time for makeup sex at that point.
Right.
Everybody out!
Right. Cleaning crew, get ready. But this time, Nick wasn't having it. He was like, no, really, I mean it this time, get out.
Yeah.
You're super fired this time.
Uh-huh.
You're extra fired.
And she was super pissed.
Yeah. She's like, I'm a journalist. If she drops that word one more time, I'm going to lose it, because no, she's not. What?
Yeah.
She doesn't have any credentials other than working for Restless Style. She has no background. She has no writing. She had a blog. Okay. Good for her.
She's really good with the internet. When the internet was new
when
in the 90s.
When it was new and fancy. Yeah. She could. That's fine. That does not make you a journalist.
Yeah. Yeah, she was kind of more on the techie side when they very first started with her years ago.
Yeah, that was
and
her thing. Was
now she's
doing
a
fancy
journalist.
Websites and stuff, and now she's throwing her journalist pass around, and it's like, you have no education in this.
Funny, because I remember when they very first started with her, and she was working on, I don't know, I think it was in Newman or something, and she was explaining to somebody, I remember, we can track how many people come to this website with something called hits.
Ooh,
and it was like in the
fancy.
90s,
yeah.
You know, where it was
people
like... Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know that
kind
of stuff.
Yeah, blows
so.
Their mind. And now
right.
you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whoa. Anyway.
Well, and at least she's had a job pretty steadily.
Yeah, she's always working.
As opposed to Sharon, who's never really had a job.
Sharon doesn't need it. She was a spokesmodel.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
When?
Years
ago.
Up until, she was a model even... With Brad, like 2005. So it's been like 5 or 6 years. I mean,
yeah.
A lot has happened.
Okay.
Cut her a break. She was in, I mean, come on, she was on the run for a good year.
That's true. Oh, she had a job at Sam's. She worked for room and board and lounge.
She has a very varied resume.
Yes.
Anyway, so Ronan, when he kind of crashed the trial or the court and said, no, I don't think Victor is guilty. He had gone back to his office, and the district attorney was pissed.
Right. He's like, what the hell are you doing?
Because he likes to railroad people for things that they aren't actually guilty for.
Yeah, right.
So
that's his thing.
Yeah.
And he's good at it.
He's very good at it, sadly. And so my understanding is that he made a call to Ronan's boss at the FBI, because Ronan was on loan from the FBI to the GCPD.
Right, and
so
now he's fired from the police, but is he fired from the FBI too?
I don't know.
Because that's what I was wondering about a lot in the last couple of days. It's like he keeps talking about how he got fired. And I was like, well, kind of.
You think they would have just moved him?
Yeah, you know, you got fired from this assignment.
Now you're going to be
on
the Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, because that has so much to do with the FBI.
I'm just saying, somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, tracking rainfall.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he and Phyllis have been unemployed together in his seedy apartment, trying to crack the case.
Yeah.
They're on the hunt. And they're on each other.
A lot. Way too much.
So, you know, it hasn't bothered me, I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. It's fine.
I'm
it's
like,
not hot. Let's just put it that way. I don't
see,
find that their sexy time is sexy at all. He's too waxed and she's too thin.
She is way too thin.
She looks way thin. And, you know, I get it that actresses
are bony and thin.
And some people have a metabolism, like my stupid friend Pat, who's super thin all the time. Good for her. But it's too thin.
Well, she's on camera. She's got to look good in those S&M dresses with leather and chains that she's always wearing to work.
That's true,
I don't know. It hasn't really bothered me. I kind of like the idea of them in the seedy apartment hating the rest of the world.
Doing seedy things to each other. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm buying it for the most part.
I'm buying them as a couple. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see it. There are other couples I'd be much more happy with.
You want it to be like
Murphy
all of a sudden,
and Mrs.
cut
C.
to town park.
Come on, let's see new
no.
Mrs. C.
Anyway, so that's where Ronan and Phyllis are kind of hanging out. Nothing major with them. They're just kind of
working
on
the
case.
They've officially decided that even though none of neither of them are authorized,
yes,
they are going to keep digging.
Of course.
And of course they will be the ones to...
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So during, right after Phyllis got fired, Nick was kind of spinning his wheels and, you know, if I can't have sex with Phyllis on the Restless Style couch anymore, or do I really want to have this anymore? And Billy was back looking for something to do, mm-hmm. so Billy went to Nick and said, let me buy your magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And at first he said no, and then...
Like 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I changed my mind here.
That poor Restless Style has been...
I feel so bad for their accountants.
I know!
Just having to figure out...
Like,
who was signing checks? Who was fiscally responsible?
Just been passed around,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Something that gets
an old bag.
Around. Yeah.
By the same people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a back and forth. You know, in another couple of months, Jack will buy it from Billy.
But I much prefer Billy to own the magazine than Nick.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, Nick was just kind of a Playboy owner, whereas I feel like...
Even
Billy
though he's the one who started
care.
The magazine, which
yeah.
is funny, but it used to be about style. That was kind of the point.
Right.
Now it's just the trash rag. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Phyllis immediately goes back to Billy and says,
hey, can I have a job?
Yeah.
Can I have a job? Hey, Billy, can I have a job?
And he just kind of put her on hold. He just said,
yeah.
No, not right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't it the same day that Ricky had also come to him? And
yes.
Said, and he asked for not only a job.
Ricky is bad.
But he wanted the editor-in-chief job. And I was like, are you kidding me?
He's like 24 years old.
He's straight out of school. He's, you know, never worked for a paper before. Even his little tiny hometown paper from wherever he is. He again.
The Genoa City Tribune.
Yes. Like, come on.
East Genoa City Tribune.
Yeah, take the reporter job that Billy kind of
yeah.
was willing to go along with, or at least be a freelancer. But no, you don't get the big job. That's ridiculous.
No. Yeah, no, but he's been manipulative and
mm-hmm.
sneaky about
mm-hmm.
trying to get a job.
Yeah.
About everything.
Yeah, yeah. Don't trust him.
He's bad.
Sure.
He's
yeah.
bad.
So, who only knows what's going to happen when Ava Longoria comes back?
I know,
and
I hope.
That fire. I want her to come in.
Mother-son evil duo.
Yeah, and just hook up with Paul again.
No.
Or Paul.
No.
Yes, and then do Paul wrong.
Shave his head.
Oh, that would be sweet. Then write tool on his forehead with a Sharpie. Give him a little mustache.
So while Victor is in jail,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
He's kind of been in and out of jail.
Yeah.
But while he's in jail, he's...
Did he, and he, oh, when and when he
things.
Was in the barn and he was pretending to be drunk,
mm-hmm.
Adam had sort of stumbled upon the scene looking
mm-hmm.
for Victor,
mm-hmm.
and the police were taking him away, and they're like, really? You killed Diane? And...
Mm-hmm.
Victor looked at Adam and he went, he knows. Tell him. And Adam saw that, you know.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. And he went, yeah, I saw it all.
Sure.
But if he saw it all, why didn't they also arrest him for corroborating?
Not but yeah, for not
whatever,
coming forward.
Hiding
there's,
evidence.
Yeah, there's some kind of a statute against
they were just
not
like,
coming forward.
Oh, you saw it? And he was like, yes. I
sure.
did.
Whatever Victor says I saw, that's exactly what I saw.
And they probably knew that, right? Oh, you're right. Victor says so.
Yeah.
So Victor goes and he gave his testimony and that's where Ronan, I think, was also dubious.
Yeah.
Because it was Adam's testimony.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, Adam then is in charge of Newman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a lot of scenes of Nick going...
Ballistic.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm in
I
charge
am.
Of Newman, and everyone else
over.
In the world goes, nah, Adam is.
Yeah, so Nick
he
calls...
shows up to work.
Yeah, I know, right? Adam is actually there doing things.
Right, he's, or at least carrying folders around and carrying a briefcase.
Yeah,
whereas Nick
picking
is
up
just...
the phone saying, hold my calls.
Right, exactly. Whereas Nick is just kind of aimlessly wandering around, hey, dude, what's up?
I know. So, Nick calls an emergency board meeting, because really the board determines
right.
who gets to do what. So they kind of spend some time, I don't
and
know, talking
stuff.
About, I don't, you know, trying to sway board members.
board, I get the impression that they kind of don't care.
Well, remember when the board was really important? Like, Colleen was on the board.
Yeah, and it was a big deal. Brad had been on the board. Yeah. And there was inheritance.
It was important.
But that was back when the board, when the company was not a public company.
Oh, you're
company,
right.
So
you're right.
Now it matters slightly more. Because they could vote.
Yeah.
You know, whoever the CEO is, they could vote them out. But we know that's never going to happen.
No.
So it's just kind of the two brothers once again fighting over the
pissing
eye.
Match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we all know Adam's going to win. He's more competent.
Yeah. He mentions
and
that frequently.
And Victor is in support of Adam running the company. But when Adam went and said, hey, Nick's giving me trouble.
Yeah.
You know, can you throw your weight around? And Victor was like, you need me, you little baby?
Yeah,
he was
right.
So
it's
mean
like,
about
deal with
it.
Yourself. Well, which kind of makes sense. It's like,
I guess.
Why should I have to bail you out of this, you Mr. Business guy? Mr. Harvard
corroborating
Business
with
degree.
This horrible.
No, well, and there's some, you know, scenes where Victor, he keeps talking about the plan, that we need to stick to the plan. And part of the plan is that Adam is in charge of Newman.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, okay, why don't you tell Nick what the plan is? Because then he'll back off and go find something else
to
do.
No, because Nick will tell everybody in
town. That's true.
He's Nick's a loudmouth.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't tell Nick.
I wouldn't trust
what
Nick with
brand
any kind
of toothpaste
of
I use.
Okay.
So... And Adam goes to Tucker. They meet. They just meet for a minute. And he says, you know, because Tucker's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, if you voted for me, I would give you Beauty of Nature.
Right.
And Tucker got all supposedly offended in a huff.
Yeah.
What you're suggesting
how
is illegal.
You. Yeah.
And
insider trading.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
But
SEC.
Tucker, we know Tucker is unethical.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he actually had... Adam sneak in and steal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, was it that Adam was throwing that out there?
I think he was throwing it out there just to see what would happen. That if, you know...
And what's Tucker going to do? I mean...
I think Tucker will pretend like he's this... I think he will not take him up on it.
Yeah.
Because...
It could bite him in the end.
Yeah, I think it would be too easy for him to get caught.
Yeah.
And it would make him look bad to Ashley.
It seems to me, too, because they met in the middle of Crimson Lights,
mm-hmm.
that if Adam is truly offering this, like, heinously illegal thing where Tucker was like, I have to leave this conversation right now, maybe they wouldn't do it in the center table
of
Crimson Lights.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
During the Christmas season.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't think so.
So. Yeah. And so then Nikki is... you know, upset about Victor being arrested and all that stuff. And Deacon, you know, says, I know everything that happened, or, and whatever I know will just blow your family apart. And basically blackmails her into hopping on a plane to Vegas and getting married.
Getting married, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna say I thought she looked pretty good.
I thought she looked great, yeah. I liked the dress that he picked out for her.
Yeah.
The hat veil we've talked about before, how we don't like them, but hers was
semi-okay. I thought it was more, like, subdued.
It was appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not a fan of the white
fourth
marriage dress to begin with, but this one was pretty cute.
I thought
flattering.
She looked pretty good.
Yeah.
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 Even though she
was
drunk and...
Oh, hammered.
Yeah.
God, I love... hammered Nikki so much because clearly
it's truly entertaining.
It really is, and she's having a great time, and it sends a horrible message, blah 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 blah, but it's still really fun to watch her having so much fun.
Yeah Even when they were getting married or saying their vows or something, you know, she kind of slapped him in the face,
yeah
called him a bastard or something, and the people doing the officiating the wedding were like ooh. But I was thinking, if this is in Vegas, they're probably
they've
used to
it.
They've
seen it all, yeah. That is not the first time a groom has been slapped.
No.
By a surly drunk bride.
Yeah. So, they get married, and they immediately head back to Genoa City, right?
Yeah, and well, in the meantime, you know, every tabloid in town and on
yes.
the web has pictures.
And Victor finds out, you know.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Because Sharon is visiting him.
I thought thought that was really weird. Charon visits him and has the newspaper and is reading it to him, mm-hmm. you know, almost like grinding it in. Ah, and then yeah. she married Deacon, and how do you feel about this?
I think that was appropriate for Charon to do, because Charon, she hasn't acknowledged, I think, to herself yet that she's after Victor.
Uh-huh.
But subconsciously, she knew that that would really drive him nuts. Okay, so Charon finds on her phone, mm-hmm. she has the little alarm goes off and it says, hey, you have a message. And she's like, oh, I need to check this because it could be one of my nameless, faceless children that I never paid any attention to. And she checks and freaks out, and he's like, what is it? And she's like, well, I hate to show you this, but here, look. It's
an app on her phone that anytime there's a story about
a
one of the high society
yeah.
people, yeah, it just comes up.
Mm-hmm. And Victor was appropriately
dismayed.
Pissed off. Yeah, but not enough that he then bailed on his whole covering up of Nikki.
Because he knows that she is...
did it for some kind of not love reason.
Yeah, I mean, he knows she's drunk and
coerced.
He brought in Nick and Victoria later, I think, mm-hmm. and he had told them both, maybe separately, said, "You please take care of your mother, whatever
right.
you do, please take care of her." And they're like, aren't you mad at her? Don't mm-hmm. you hate her?
Yeah.
And he was like, I just need you to watch after her.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, she's hammered
right.
all over town.
Everywhere, yeah.
So, oh man. Good scenes of Nikki.
Good scenes of Nikki. And really the best was it today or yesterday? Sometime this week. She was in the athletic club,
mm-hmm.
getting hammered by the fire.
Yeah.
And Charon comes in
mm-hmm.
wearing a super cute little purple dress.
Uh-huh.
Totally inappropriate for the weather.
I know, I was thinking it was
Wisconsin
cold.
In December, that's crazy. But, and Nikki just starts to lay into her.
Yeah, she was like, you're a drunk slut! Something like that.
Just
like, just
really,
fucking
yeah.
saying stuff
right.
about her. So... And Charon, though, was
it
like...
It takes her a few minutes to figure out.
Yeah, that Nikki's
this
totally
is not
wasted.
Just a regular rant. Someone calling her
with
a gold digging
one
whore.
Eye closed.
This, it just occurs to her, and you can see the light bulb go off over her head. She's like, you're drunk!
But then, after
like,
she
no
realizes
shit.
That, she... It's like
it
she's
stays.
Trying to reason with
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
Or trying to have a conversation mm-hmm. with her.
Yeah.
And it's like Nikki's like nodding off halfway through,
right, yeah.
And she's saying, "Aren't you ashamed?" Or
right, yeah.
You
trying
know,
to make her feel bad. And she's like, "Ah, drink with me." And I'm sitting there thinking, "Don't you are really close to that fire?
I know
you are gonna fall right in, and you know."
Yeah. And so it kind of comes to a head, and Nikki gets up and like. Throws Charon into the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pushes her.
Yeah, and the funny thing is watching all the other people in the restaurant, you
mm-hmm.
know, all the extras.
They're just watch them.
Just, yeah, they don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hey, something's going on over there. Fancy that. But no, it was fun to watch because, you know, I love Drunk Nikki, and apparently rumors are that she... In real life, Charon Case and Melody Scott Thomas are, like, best friends.
Oh.
And so...
That must be fun.
Yeah, and so you could kind of, I think in, you know, Charon's face, you could kind of see her going, oh my god, this is so great.
Yeah.
While Nikki is just calling her every
yeah.
horrifying name in the book
yeah.
that you can get away with on mainstream TV.
Yes.
It was
yeah.
just, it was just funny.
So then, did she run into Nick in that same scene? In the lobby of the athletic club, or was that the next day?
I think that was later.
So, because that was my favorite scene, in that she was completely hammered,
mm-hmm.
You know, again, and she was down there in the lobby, and she passed out like on
no,
the
oh,
floor.
Oh, I think this
Is
was
that the
right,
same scene.
Yeah, I think it was the same scene. Because yeah.
Nick showed up, he's like, "Mom, what's going on?"
Mm,
and
dude.
She literally passes out like
mm-hmm.
face down,
yeah.
on the floor at the athletic club.
Yeah.
And I was watching all those people in the background kind of like, ooh, oh no. Mm-hmm. You know, they just sit there. And
I just wanted, more than anything, I really would like to see some vomit scenes. Because there's no reason in the world that she was not projectile vomiting at that point. And that would just, as an actor, it would just be fun to watch. So that's my Christmas wish.
That'll be on the outtakes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So what is, I can't remember what Nick did with her. She was all passed
out,
blacked out. I felt
really bad. Like, that's the first time I ever felt, like, sympathy for Nick.
Mm-hmm.
It was like him kind of trying to help his poor drunk mother off the floor.
Super drunk.
And he was saying, let's get you back to the ranch. And she was saying, I don't live there. I live here with my husband.
Yeah.
Deacon. And Nick, I think, was basically going to take her back upstairs to her room. Oh, he did.
Yeah.
And he helped her back in. And then the next morning she woke up in bed with Deacon.
Yeah.
Clothed.
Right. But, both of them.
Mm-hmm. And Deacon had been messing with Nick.
Yeah.
The
because
night before,
he's an
too.
Ass.
He was
and
like,
it's
he
so
was
easy.
Like, I'm banging your mom.
Yeah.
Call me daddy. It was terrible. And
but
Nick socked him in the face,
yeah,
rightfully so.
Right.
And I think Deacon enjoyed it.
Yeah, right. So everybody was happy.
So, okay. Did Deacon marry her for the money?
Yeah. Because he has gambling debts to Angela.
You're right. Okay. Because he had made this long speech. I didn't marry you for your money. I didn't marry you for the money. And I keep thinking back about not that long ago.
He really,
they were a hot item.
They were a hot item.
Well, maybe not a hot item. But they were a couple.
Right.
He felt bad.
Mm-hmm.
He liked her.
Yeah.
She liked him.
Right.
They felt bad.
They had something in common.
Yes.
They had a common cause and their sobriety and all that. And so I think...
What happened?
I think when Nikki dumped him and went off the wagon and turned to Victor for help, for him that was the last straw. He's like, you know what? I have been here for you thick and thin with no expectation of anything.
Even though he's the one who worked with
Maggie to get her back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even that, because I think that he felt real remorse for that, and he tried to make amends for it and do all the 12 steps and all that stuff about it, and then she didn't respond the way he wanted, and so now I think he's just bitter and mean and mad and angry and getting back at her, and he's got clearly has a gambling problem. He may have quit drinking, but he definitely has addictions because he's putting 10 grand down on the Cowboys. That's a stupid bet if ever I saw one. Good lord.
Okay.
Bet on the Packers, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I was a little confused about they liked each other, they don't like each other. Now it seems like he's using her. And
yeah. I think he's a lover scorned.
Okay.
And he's pissed.
All right.
So
then let's talk about Sophia and Neil.
Okay, because it's fairly quick, really.
Super quick.
Because they also have the amazing disappearing baby.
They do have a disappearing baby.
You know?
I haven't even noticed.
We used to see their baby, and now we don't.
Well, they're the most boring couple together.
Yeah, they really are. There's no...
I don't get it. I mean, is it that Neil only wants someone
he can't have? Yeah, he's into taboo.
Because now that she's in there, and it's like...
ensconced. Why are they getting married? I just don't get it.
Well...
She keeps going on about how baby needs two parents, and I'm just like, oh my god.
Enough
no.
with that argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they don't. And, okay, fine. In this day and age, does that mean that you have to be in a loveless marriage?
Or live in that little apartment.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
So, and his proposal was very lackluster.
Oh god. So
and...
you wanna?
Yes.
Okay, it's best
there's
for the baby.
There's nothing.
There's no spark between them.
Nothing.
When they had their illicit one afternoon couch affair, it was kind of hot.
Yeah, and there was a lot of longing for each other.
Yeah, and now they're together and they're chaste and just dull.
Boring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, and it's almost like Sophia has become this kind of pathetic person.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like it.
No, she was never really like this before. Now it's like she's just like,
she's.
Why don't you like me? Don't
yeah.
you like me?
Yeah.
Well, you should like me.
She's kind of a doormat.
Yeah.
Although I will say this, today or yesterday when the outfit she had on, she looked really cute. She had like the purple top and jeans on, and she looked like, wow, you took off the baby weight, and you know, you're taking it to heart. You know, the best way to lose weight if you're a woman is to be a breastfeeding mother who runs. And it looked like, you know, she had been doing something. I don't know what. But then they decided to get married, spur of the moment, because the priest was leaving.
Yeah, it was like the reverend. Yeah, he was getting ready to go somewhere else, and that was who they wanted to marry them. And, well,
heaven forbid he come back for a day. Doggone
it, let's just do it tonight and get it over with.
But it wasn't even that much enthusiasm. It was just like, all right, fine, we'll do it today.
Well, and I did appreciate that Sophia was like, hey, you know, we've both had the big weddings, and that didn't turn out so well.
Right.
So it's inappropriate.
Right.
Let's not have a big blowout wedding. But it was like, well, it was like they were going to go to Outback.
Right.
You know what? Let's do it tonight.
Okay, sure.
We'll have a little night out.
There.
Yeah.
You know.
But here's what I didn't like.
Her dress?
No, I don't even remember.
Oh, she had like the sparkly disco wedding dress.
Oh yeah, she did have a disco wedding dress.
Awful. It was just terrible. Unflattering.
It was not very flattering. I did not like Lily and Kane watching and having these like memories of their own wedding.
Yeah.
And that was... it was sappy and lame.
As was their actual wedding.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't need to see that twice.
No, there was no reason to go back to that.
And not only that, if Lily was watching her father get married in this loveless marriage, and she's like remembering her own fondly, it just seemed kind of stupid.
Right, yeah. Well, and I think that there's this hope that, you know, Sophia really kind of is in love with Neil, and she hopes that he will wake up someday and realize he's in love with her, too. And I can kind of see them going that direction. But why would she want Neil to wake up?
Neil and Harmony are going to do it. Come
clearly,
on.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. That's inevitable. No. I mean, it's just another one of those things. He's going to marry Sophia to be the dad.
Yeah.
And he's going to do Harmony.
Yeah.
All over that.
Oh, yeah.
And because Devon, in his, you know, in his mind, is his son, and he can just pair up with Harmony and be daddy and number two.
Right, again, be double daddy. I do like Harmony. I don't like really how they're pushing her character. Her character traits are too broad. It's too stereotypical.
It is stereotypical.
It's just like, she said something about, she was listening to Angelina's music, and it was Da Bomb. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, and she said something about Devon.
Oh, and Devon
That's
was...
That's dope.
Yeah. It was,
really?
Yeah. And when Devon was bitching at Catherine when she came to visit him in the studio, and he was saying, you have no reason to be here. Get out. And she's... Harmony jumps in. Oh, hell no. And she gave a snap. And I was like, really? I can't pull that off. Why in the world would America think that you could? That's just silly. Come on.
Yeah.
It's just pushing it. So I hope that for the actress's sake, because she's such a good actress, that they will tone down some of these stereotypical traits and let an actual character develop.
Yeah, sure.
Because I think she has real potential to be interesting and plot-driven and all that kind of stuff. And right now, she's just a caricature.
Well, and I want to ask about Roxy. What is the deal? Is she on the show or is she off the show?
She's a non-regular participant.
Why do they even show her when they're only going to have her on twice a year? What's the point?
Because otherwise they have to give Devon an actual on-screen love interest.
So she's just kind of like there.
She's there to be the girlfriend and to remind everyone, Devon has a girlfriend. Devon totally has
he's
a girlfriend.
He's not gay.
And he's super not gay. He has a girlfriend.
Is that what they're
he's
trying to tell us?
I think maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Because
who knows what happened with him and Noah in New York.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. So, no, I think that she's the token girlfriend character. And
I just, it's like every time I see her, I go, oh, hey.
Don't go away. Come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can only hope that actress has something else that she's doing that's amazing and wonderful and appropriate for her talent that we're just not aware of.
It's called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Reruns. 2012.
Yeah, yeah. But she's just sitting back eating her residual checks.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know. And so I think I pretty much called this one from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Angelina gets trained into being a fabulous singer.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
And she's coming along, and, you know, I kind of want there to be, okay, this is hypocritical of me because I was just railing about stereotypes, but I do kind of want there to be a character introduced that's a voice teacher who is, you know, the stereotypical great big huge big bosomed, you must use round tones. I want the woman from Singing in the Rain to come and give voice lessons to Angelina, because that would be funny.
Yes.
I would enjoy that quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, and there have been a lot of scenes with Devon in the studio. And it's
just mixing things.
Yeah, and it's downstairs from Restless Style, so people are kind of popping in a lot, checking how things are going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's kind of just it for them.
But still, he's only got the one client, and only because Angelo insisted on it. And he was supposed to have this big...
But it's going to be a breakout hit.
Oh, yeah,
you
of
know
course.
It.
Yeah, she'll...
It's dope.
It is. It is da bomb. So, thank you, Devon. And today he was supposed to have this big meeting, which is why he couldn't go to his own father's wedding. He was having this record executive from Sunburst, Sunkissed, somebody... Records was going to come and help him out because they have all kinds of connections. And of course, it was Tucker.
Yes.
Big surprise.
And
I don't recall what...
There was a little bit of friction, and then they, like, hashed it out and things were okay.
And so Devon caved and said, yeah, okay, I'll take all your help in your...
I think so.
But I'm going to be really snotty about it because you're not my real dad. Neil's my real dad.
I don't
whose
know.
Wedding I'm skipping right now to
meet
with you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the whole thing is just kind of boring me, so I guess I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Jack?
Let's talk about Jack.
Jackie boy. Who is hot and heavy for Genevieve, who is hot and heavy for Jack.
Yes, he needs to put his shirt back on. I'm just saying. Pull that blanket up a little bit.
I think because he is so drawn to all these different people that Patty portrays, that he really is supposed to be with Patty.
Yeah.
I mean, he even called the house, Genevieve's house, and Patty answered as Myrna and was like, oh, Genevieve isn't here. And he went, no, I called to talk to you.
Yeah.
Why? And I don't even know why he called. Like, I heard you were great at cleaning carpets. Can you come
over
to my
place?
Yeah,
right. It was not anything.
No, but it's like he has this weird magnetism. And I know they're
and
just
it
writing it that
her.
Way. So,
yeah.
But I mean.
It is kind of funny how she just keeps resurfacing. Now, when we podcast last time, we had found out that Emily is Tucker's shrink.
Yes.
Right? And did we talk about how they had had. That Emily had come back.
I think we talked a little bit about it.
That she had come back to talk to Jack and say, hey, there, mister, how's it going? And he's like, yeah, I've got a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so she left and...
And then we haven't seen her since.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was going to introduce her to Genevieve, too. And Emily went, no, I better split. Because we were like,
oh,
Genevieve's going to figure it out.
Reveal. But no.
Yeah.
She left.
And then, in the meantime, Patty is just stalking the crap out of them.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
And...
listening in on their...
And she even had, like, a moment... I don't know if she was in the church or she was talking to herself or what. And she had said, I used to really like Genevieve, but I'm having bad thoughts.
Yeah,
you know?
She was praying.
Praying? Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
she was very Catholic,
church.
Right?
Yeah. And she was at the church praying.
Sanctuary.
The Church of Saint Sanctuary.
I'm not kidding. I feel like I don't pass a Catholic church without that. Like, I don't feel
just
like...
Just knowing where
just
they are.
Sanctuary.
Just in case. You never know when you need to have some sanctuary.
Anyway, yeah, so she's gonna... Oh, because then Jack and Genevieve have been real close or whatever. And he even introduced Kyle to Genevieve. Hey, Kyle, I know your mom was brutally murdered just a few months ago, and you're still grieving. But here's my new girlfriend.
And you've never lived with me, really, ever. And kind of don't now, because you're always at a sleepover at Ian's house. I don't know what that's about. But
maybe you should get a token girlfriend character.
Really? I would like to see some middle school drama with... And there was one day where he got in a fight, and Jack had to rush off to the school.
Oh, that's right. Because somebody was taunting Kyle about...
Yeah. You don't have a mom.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so? Yeah. But yeah.
So anyway, Jack goes over to Genevieve's house, and she's put up the big old Christmas tree, and Patty's having these memories of, you know, her... sort of hot times with Jack by the Christmas tree when she was
not as crazy.
Yeah, and anyway, so Genevieve says, oh, I sent Myrna out to do the shopping. We have some time alone. Yeah. That doesn't mean let's go upstairs.
No, it means do me right now.
On the floor next to the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And so then Patty kind of comes around the corner, and how they didn't hear her in her high heel stiletto boots.
Right, or she didn't hear them with their
well, and she walked in right as Jack was proposing.
Right.
They were, like, naked, proposing next to the Christmas tree.
And where he pulled the ring out from. Hard to say.
So, and then she kind of turned the corner, and it was like, uh-oh. Yeah.
Busted.
Not gonna be
pretty. Jack's ring, okay, they didn't really show it up close, but it did
look pretty big to me.
Yeah, to the one that Deacon had given Mickey.
Yeah.
And said, you know, you're my wife, you need to wear this ring now. And he gave her a perfectly respectable ring that he could afford. And she just sneered at it. Nikki did. She's like, I'm not wearing that. And I thought, you wouldn't either because it's not big enough. It's not flashy enough. It's not Nikki Newman sharp appropriate. So.
Terrible.
Snob. Elitist.
So do you think Genevieve will say yes?
Of course she will.
Okay.
She doesn't know how to do anything except be a wife.
Yeah.
That so-called job that she had at Abbott, at Jabot, kind of... I mean, does she still have that job? Does Jill have that job? What happened to the big marketing job she was so hot to trot for?
I don't know.
That just kind of... disintegrated.
Yeah.
If she does still have that job, then I'm super envious and I want her job because if that means you can just take as much time off as you want whenever you want to
go for it.
You know, look under the tree for engagement rings, then great.
Yeah.
So earlier that day, Genevieve had run into Kane and Lily at the Christmas tree lot.
Everybody was at the Christmas tree lot that day.
And I liked the Christmas tree lot. I think it was...
Yeah.
You know?
I'm down.
It was a different thing to look at.
Yeah.
I particularly liked Gloria working there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a shame that she was ashamed of working there. And
I did too.
And couldn't come out and say, hey, my boyfriend screwed me over. I need the money.
Oh, I was thinking, why couldn't you say, if you're that ashamed, you couldn't say, oh, I'm here. Well, maybe this is horrible. I'm here, I'm fundraising for the church. I don't know.
Yeah, that's horrible. It's better to hide in the shadows than
I don't know.
To
I, like,
lie about fundraising for a church.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, there were a lot of, like, coworkers of my own. This week I know where they were working at Christmas tree lots. Mm-hmm. Not because they needed the money, but because it was a fundraiser.
Oh, okay. Right? That makes sense.
I don't, you know.
You don't lie about church fundraising, though. That just seems particularly
I was just
evil.
Throwing it out there. Okay. I don't know.
But I thought she looked really cute in
her... I'm volunteering. Working.
Yeah, there you go. Her little I'm working at the Christmas tree lot outfit was just adorable.
Yeah.
You know, it was practical and stylish at the same time.
Yes.
So,
and then Kane and Lily ran into Genevieve at the Christmas tree lot, and sappiness ensued.
They had a little bit of a Tracy moment.
Oh, God.
That kind of went on and on, and...
Sam! Sam liked Christmas trees.
Yes. Oh, you remember my dead daughter, Samantha. Like, oh, today's her birthday. It's like, oh, God.
Samantha.
Let's all be maudlin together. And then look at pictures.
Yeah, then Lily decided they should go over to Genevieve's house and reminisce a little bit so that Genevieve didn't feel so crappy.
Yeah, which is a nice thought.
As they were walking out the door, like, Kane sort of had this, like, I have to hug my mom moment.
Right, yeah.
And
I love you, Mommy.
It was a Christmas miracle.
Yeah,
whatever.
It really was. But it did really point out to me that Genevieve doesn't bring up her dead daughter, Samantha, all the time in every
she
sentence
just makes
the
paper
way Tracy
mache.
Does. Right. She got hers out through crafting. Perhaps if Tracy did some crafting of her own, then she wouldn't have to bring up Colleen every third sentence.
Sure. Can we talk about the Memento episode?
Yes, real quick, though. The other important thing that happened, I think, at the Christmas tree lot was Phyllis
and Avery.
And Avery having some snarky moments together, but Phyllis kept remembering good times of when she was the older sister being nice to the little sister who had the crappy parents and picking out
and
a Christmas
tree. And she had a memory
and...
of giving Avery a little trinket?
It was a charm bracelet.
Charm bracelet. Yeah. And then later, she was in the prison, and Avery dropped by and dropped something or
dropped
cursed
her keys.
And she saw the charm. Saw it on the keys and suddenly had this, like, oh my God, she still has this thing I gave her as a child.
Yeah. When we were friends.
Yeah.
And I was her protector. And so I think that that's part of their Christmas miracle, because there's always a Christmas miracle.
Oh.
I think it's going to be them.
You think that soon?
I think maybe. I don't know. Because I think now that...
I don't know.
Well, because Nick walked in on Phyllis and Ronan, and Phyllis is wearing nothing but a towel, so now he knows about them. Phyllis already knows about Nick and Avery, so maybe they can come to terms with the fact that, okay, we're really not together.
I just don't think it's going
to
happen in the next
week.
Soon?
Okay.
I mean, I could be totally wrong. Mm-hmm. I can already hear the YNR Christmas music.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the back of my head.
It's
but
somebody.
I feel like it's one of those things that they're going to want to stretch out.
Yeah.
It's even like the Billy and Victoria thing. I kept thinking, this week they're going to reunite.
Right. That one they really stretched out.
This week they're going to reunite. Right. And it went on for months. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Phyllis and Avery thing, because they want to milk it, it could go on for a year?
Time.
Longer?
Yeah, it could.
If they want it to.
Right.
If they want it to.
Right.
Or it could...
Or they could just say, okay, what are we doing for the Christmas miracle this year? Who can we bring together in a spirit of love and harmony that only needs to last for a little while? It doesn't need to be permanent. Because, you know...
Yeah.
We've been burned before by the Christmas miracle that is gone by Easter. So...
Every year.
Yeah. Okay, now we can talk about the Memento episode.
What was the point? Why did they do that?
It's the one that they're going to submit for the Emmys.
Okay, I knew that.
Yeah, I think that's the point. That's the one that they're going
to
go for.
There
the
was
writing.
No reason, story-wise, to do that. There was no twist.
And for those of you who don't get the Memento reference,
okay,
Memento is this fantastic movie that you should all rent right away because it really is amazing, and it's told in reverse time.
Uh-huh.
So it starts at the end... And you see every scene out of order.
Basically.
Starting from the end and going towards the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant movie. And there are, you know, people who actually redid it so that you can watch it start to front.
Yeah, when I was in film school, we watched it from, you know, like. Backwards, which meant it actually went forward.
And
it
was chronological order rather than...
And that's the thing, is that with Memento, there's this, like, interesting, you know, it's a crazy twist at the end. Oh, my God!
Suddenly, now we know that it's been...
Yeah, you have
backwards.
A completely different understanding of who the characters are and why they do things. Well, for this YNR Memento episode, it wouldn't have mattered. You could have played it the regular way. There was no twist.
Right.
There was no reason to put things like, 20 minutes before, 20 minutes before, 20 minutes
really
before.
Really, the only thing was it started out and everyone was fighting in their scenes. And then, as as it went along, you figured out what the motivations for those fights
but
were.
But we already
and
knew.
And then it already happened, and it was like...
It was so predictable.
Yeah, it was...
Actually, I kind
not
of enjoyed it
at all.
In a way, because I was like, oh, you pretty much... You know how, like, you always have to wait to the last 3 minutes to really know what
mm-hmm.
the cliffhanger is?
Yeah.
Well,
this
time I didn't have to
three.
Read the little blurb on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just learned it from the beginning, and then I could kind of tune out the
mm-hmm.
reason that they fought, because
yeah.
I already knew.
Because you already knew, yeah.
There, yeah.
I think it really...
Missed the mark.
Well, okay. I think it really did a disservice, and it was insulting to the viewers. Because
yeah.
I think that they wrote it thinking, oh my god, this is gonna blow people's minds because our viewers are dumb. Well, no, we're not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not that dumb.
Yeah.
And the fact that you treat me this way, I don't appreciate it. And I really think that you owe me an apology. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was,
I didn't see the reason.
It could have been really cool.
It could have been.
Had that twist,
yes.
But it
no,
didn't, and
yeah.
So it wasn't.
I don't know. I just thought there were other things they could have... You know, frankly, I liked... If I think of, like, episodes, memorable episodes
mm-hmm.
That you might want to submit... The Godfather one with Kane getting murdered on
oh,
steps
yeah.
is,
yeah.
like, one I go
so
back
much
to.
Better. Yeah.
I don't know. There's just other episodes that I
yeah.
think are more worthy.
Yeah.
This was, like...
Just a gimmick for the sake of a
totally
gimmick.
Totally a gimmick.
And
yeah.
Just,
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
So no one on Facebook when I posted that seemed to even know what the heck I was talking about, though. Nobody responded.
Well, I hadn't
Dudes.
Seen it yet, which is why I hadn't
oh.
responded to it. But I think, I mean, I would hate to think that it's because people didn't understand what you were talking about.
Well, Memento is such a popular movie, what,
yeah.
like six or seven or 8 years ago?
I was
going
to say, it came out... Kind of quite a while ago. So.
Maybe 10 years ago. I think it's been that long since I've been in college.
Long.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was probably like 2000.
Yeah. Okay. God, you're old. So.
Old. Old and used up.
Wow. Merry fucking Christmas to you.
No, you know what? Because I have to say, a lot of my students today, they were trying to guess my age, and I still heard some 20s in there, and I went,
oh,
thank
good.
You.
Okay. That's funny.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. This just shows how little they listen because I told them your age
oh,
the other
I
day.
I tell them all the time.
That's so funny.
I've said to them how many, you know, I have been in college for 11
That's,
years.
Right, yeah.
Yes, I still go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Interestingly enough, though, I have students every year. Somebody, you know, I kind of drop that I watch Young and the Restless,
mm-hmm.
and I always have students who go, oh, my mom watches that.
Oh,
or so
okay.
this week, actually, when you subbed for my class,
mm-hmm.
I was in a... Oh god, I'm going to out how lazy teachers appear to be. Even though I swear
They're
we're hard
really
workers.
Not. Oh my god, no.
During my lunchtime, I was like, man, I got to catch up on Y&R, and I was at
mm-hmm.
a, you know, at a training... And I had my laptop propped up, and
mm-hmm.
I was trying to marathon some Y&R during lunch.
Yeah.
And about four people walked by, and they were like, oh, Young and the Restless. And people were
oh,
kind of crowding
right
around,
oh,
like, well, what's
funny.
Going on? What's Nikki? Whoa, what's Nikki doing? And I was like, oh.
Did you hand out business cards?
Yeah, I know, right?
Great opportunity.
I'm glad people are
get
watching.
Get some more listeners. That's funny.
So, anyway.
Hmm. Okay, so I think that's it.
Oh,
and Kyle was sad because his mom is dead and it's Christmas time. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, I think we're waiting for a Christmas miracle. Oh, and
mm-hmm.
you know what? I was really disappointed that there was no storm.
Yes, there was lead up to, there was
lightning,
signs,
and I heard some thunder in the
and
background.
And someone had said something, oh, we better get going before the rain comes. And yeah, you had
Those
mentioned
bastards.
Something about, you know, the good storm's coming and, you know.
And Sharon and Adam
during...
were in a barn and
right.
the lightning was going
yeah.
off and I was like,
yes.
Yes,
okay, that means they have
stuck
sex.
In the barn, stuck
yeah.
in the barn.
Right. Yeah, but now, yeah,
Nikki rolls
them.
Out from underneath the pile of hay.
Ah, oh, yeah, down here.
Kills the mood.
Yeah, God, wouldn't it though?
Okay.
Okay.
Don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com. And find us on Facebook, The Young and the Restless Recap.
And start getting your best of
oh,
2011
ooh,
list
I forgot.
Together. Yeah,
it's my favorite podcast
ready.
Of the
I've
year.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately. It's just like, okay, who's going to win?
Get a wax intellectual about the year 2011.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. So what I'll do is we'll come up with the categories, mm-hmm. which are pretty much the same every year.
Yeah.
And I'll post them on the blog and on Facebook. And so if you have an opinion,
mm-hmm.
throw them up there for yeah. us. Because I know it's so hard to remember
mm-hmm.
a lot of things, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we tend to only focus on the things that have happened since the fall.
I know.
It's like, oh, what was happening in February last
yeah,
year?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I have to go back and, like, look at pictures or things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
So, okay. See you next time.
Bye-bye.